Wednesday, Parshas Toldos.
Gemara, before, I was trying to understand how we're using Eid Echos.
Always hack.
It says the Gemara, the boy Trey needed to have a call. There's an idiot Shabbatayah or a Raya Shabbatayah. Says the Gemara, Echonem Yisurin. The Gemara comes now with a 1-2 punch. Says the Gemara, what a second. Echonem Yisurin, it's only when it's lost. Chazik 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 Yisurin, it's like one kasha, two kashas that we spoke about. Says the Gemara, yeah, you know what? Over here, it's Roy Bikin Hain. Vafilu Ramer, the Chayish Lemiyuta, Stam Sifri the Daini, Migmar Gmiri. If it would be a din di raisa, how many would you need?
One.
If it would be a din di raisa, how many would you need?
One.
Two.
Why
the rabbanan? The rabbanan u de atzrich.
You just said you need two. The rabbanan told you need two.
No. If it would be a din di raisa,
you would not need two.
You would need.
Oh, you need two.
The whole thing is the Rabbanan coming and says
two. Rabbanan is saying you need two.
That's because they're in the Rabbanan. But if it would be a din d'oraisa, then we would need two. That halacha, that it's the Rabbanan with the itzrich. No, he's saying if this chshash would be a din. What you meant is, mid-d'oraisa over here, you don't need anything because there's no chshash. If this would be a chshash mid-d'oraisa, how many would you need?
Two.
But being that this is a chshash conjured up by the chachamim, or it doesn't say chshash, being that it's the Rabbanan who the itzrich, the Rabbanan of the machayev you to say over here, this whole thing is only the Rabbanan. Mishum iguna kilu be Rabbanan. No! Yeah! Says the Gemara. Hi! Kulahu! Chumrahu! Di matzrachas leib treis! Freck the Gemara! You're trying to be nice to this woman! You're being difficult for this woman. You're trying to make a kula, it's a chumra for this woman. If you would need there to be two, the baal cannot come and be ma'ar and pasale. Chad, osi baal uma'arer upasale. Does haste azei rabbi say? Let's get clear. How much better is it for the woman if there's only one shliach and not two shluchim?
It's not better at all.
What?
Long term.
It's for sure a little bit better.
Short term.
Why?
Short term.
Because the baal is going to have an easier time dispatching the get. And the faster she gets the get,
faster she remarries.
The faster she remarries and the more secure she is. So it's a little bit better. Short term, it's better for her. But in long term, she's going to end up with possible issues. Because if you send two shluchim and the baal comes, what do we tell the baal?
Have a great day.
Take a hike. But if you send one shliach and the baal comes and ma'ar, what's going to end up happening? Puzzle. The get is going to be puzzle.
Really?
Says Rashi. Hi kulahu bitmiya chumrahu. Rashi says, di matriches betray, if you like, make him have two. Lemeimar lishma. And both those people come in and say lishma. Suloi matzi baal le'arer. The baal can no longer be ma'arer. Hashta. Asi ume'arer ve'uki chad ve'hade chad. What happens if the baal comes in? Well, the shliach already said b'fanei nechtam. The baal is coming and being ma'arer. What's the baal saying? The get is not lishma. Lishma. Uki chad ve'hade chad. Then you're going to have one against one. And what's the din when you have one against one? The get is pasul.
Yeah, I would think that the husband would be... It's a bigger chashash that he's actually trying to challenge the get, rather than that's actually not written in the Shema, because the shliach has no shaykhs to the family or anything, and he says it is written in the Shema. So he's an unbiased, you know, person.
So therefore you'd believe the shliach over the husband, you're saying. Okay, well, hopefully we'll get back to that.
Shliach's reputation.
Shliach does have a reputation, but hopefully we'll get back to that. Okay, so let's get clear. Rabbeisai, I feel that the situation is as follows. We have two different things going on here. We have our own concerns with the get, before anyone opens their mouth. We got our own concerns with the get, and then we've got a second concern, which is the Baal might come and be ma'arer. What's our own concerns with the get? Maybe the get's not lishma. Why would the get not be lishma? Maybe the Baal found it. Ashkach kasav ha'aymid shmai kishmai and shmai kishmai. This get might not be lishma. We got our own concerns with the get. Then we have another concern, which is that the Baal might come in and tell us that the get's not lishma, and he's adding fuel to the fire. You understand that? Before the Baal walks in, we have our own chash. What's that? Maybe the get's not lishma. Maybe the Baal found the get. We didn't hear anything with the Baal. He didn't say anything. Maybe. So therefore we make the shliach say, fine. Says the Gemara, okay, you took care of your own chash. How true. However, you have opened the door for another problem, a big problem, is if the Baal comes in his ma'arer, now he added fuel to the fire, is the Eidach going to be believed against the Baal? Is the Eidach going to believe against the Baal?
No.
No, what's the thing going to be, says Rashi? Uki, chad ma'ad echad. And then you're left with a get puzzle. That's the Gemara's question.
Is it muted and muted?
What do you mean?
It's supposed to be a chashash that it's... At first,
the
chashash,
then the Baal comes in. Another chashash.
No?
It's not another chashash. He's adding fuel to the fire. He's just, what we were chashash, he's now saying is true. We have our own chashash. Maybe they got not lishma. The erechad is enough to allay our fears because we don't have any source for that chashash. But if the Baal comes in and says that you're right, the get was not lishma, now an erechad is not going to help us because now we got someone actually coming in and saying it. Originally, we just had a chashash. Now he added fuel to the fire. You understand? I mean, when I use that muscle, he's not coming from a different angle. He's saying the get is taka, not lishma. Now the erechad is not good because he just negated the erechad. We're left with that chashash that we started with.
Made it sound like that the Gemara is now, once now we learned that there's the Chashash Rabbanan, the Rabbanan deal with it, now it opened up another problem. This problem was there before the Tikkun Rabbanan.
No. The fact that we are allowing the Eid Echad to work is what opens us up to the other thing.
But that problem was there before Rabbanan, the Rabbanan next time. It was Masakin, because you were able to get out the Shliach.
In a Hanami. But the question is, we have a chashash on lishma. This chashash on lishma that exists.
Yeah, but it sounds like because of this chashash,
but it doesn't, because
we allowed one before then.
What?
We always allowed one.
It's we didn't.
Because of this chashash.
No, we didn't allow one.
You couldn't give a guy with a shliach before?
It's not that we. It has nothing to do with fanach lefanachtam. He wouldn't say anything. But now that we're saying we're choshish for lishma, if you're going to be choshish for lishma, so then allowing the Eid Echad to be made is not going to alleviate it for her, it's going to make it harder for her. Because now he's going to bring back that chashash. You're choshish for lishma. We're saying midrabanu we're choshish. Okay, what should we do? Let's let an Eid Echad take care of it. Well, a second. Eid Echad can take care of our own chashash, but if he comes in, the chashash is coming back because he added fuel to the fire. That fire that you're saying is a chashash, the Eid Echad is going to make that. So you can't allow an Eid Echad to be made. Because now you're causing her more detriment by allowing the Eid Echad to be made.
You took out the fire, then you started up again.
But how do we take out the fire?
By him testifying.
But now I just negated that, so it's as if the fire is still there. I just negated that.
So you covered. Adding, right?
That's what I mean by adding fuel to the fire. He's gonna negate the Eid Echad, and we're left with our chashash.
The way we explain
Raz. What? No, more than Laz, my friend. More than Laz. Oh, yeah. The get's Rashi started off. There's a chashash on this get. What's the chashash? Maybe the get is puzzle. Eid Echad comes and says, don't worry about the get, it's not puzzle. The husband comes back and says, the get is puzzle. So now, who do we believe? The Eid Echad. Or we believe the Baal? The answer is? Neither one of them. Well, what are we left with? A chashash that the get's puzzle. So don't put an Eid Echad here, put two Eidim here. If two Eidim come here, and the Baal comes afterwards screaming the get's puzzle, what do we tell him?
Take a hike.
So why are we allowing an Eid Echad to come and she's vulnerable, her get is still vulnerable? It's better to have two Eidim. That's the Gemara's question.
I don't remember exactly what it was, but I remember when there's Eidim testifying against Eidim, if it's an even number, it doesn't work.
Right.
It doesn't work here. Like I'm saying, if it's two against two, so then...
So therefore what?
So it's like, how could one against one knock over the get?
Because one against one, it's different two against two and one against one, by the way. There's a difference between two against two and one against one. But one against one negate each other. So now they're nothing. So before the Eirachat came, did we have a chashash on the get?
Yeah, we did.
Before anyone came, we had a chashash on the get. So now it's like no one came. It's like neither one said anything. We'll have to do the get with a chashash. We won't. Well, they're just going to negate each other. Pretend he said nothing. Pretend he said nothing. If no one tells us anything about this get, what's our situation? We're a chashash. Because we start out with a chashash. This get came from Chutz Laretz. A get from Chutz Laretz has a chashash on the get. What's the chashash?
But there's no middle ground. When you negate it, there's no...
You're right.
Good or not.
You're right. So we're going to end up not good. Because it started not good. Because we started with a get from Chutz Laretz. We have a chashash on the get from Chutz Laretz. What's the chashash? Maybe it's not Lishma. Comes the Eirachat and says, I'll take care of that. Comes the Baal and says, no, you can't take care of that. Now we negated the Eirachat and the Baal, negated each other. What are we left with? We're left with the chashash. How does that happen? It says Rashi, Uki Chad Bahadechad. Comes along the Heilig of Pnei Yeshua. And the Pnei Yeshua asks two kashas on Rashi. I don't understand why he's Chad.
I don't understand why he's Chad.
And I don't understand why he's Chad. This is not Uki Chad Bahadechad. Why? The Gemara later on says, whenever you're Ma'arer, you need Shnayim. Ein Irur Pachos Mishnayim. The Mishnah says, Im Yeshalav Oirarin Yiskayim Bechoy Samav. Who are we talking about?
Baal.
We're talking about the Baal. Why? Because the Baal is Irur, is Kishnayim. That's why the Lashon of the Mishnah is Oirarin Lashon Rabim. The Baal is like Shnayim. So when the Baal comes in, is Ma'arer, says the Pnei Yeshua. Is he like a Chad? Would you call him Chad? He has the status of two. That's the Pnei Yeshua's first question. So I wouldn't call the Baal Chad, and I wouldn't even call the Shliach Chad either. Because whenever the Torah trusts one, Kol Mokem Shehemina HaTorah Eid Echad, Harei Kan Shnayim. So this Eid Echad also has the status of two.
How does that, help the Gemara?
It doesn't help the Gemara at all. It could be, according to the Meishu, it doesn't change the Gemara at all. He is just being technical with the language of Rashi. Rashi, why are you saying Uki Chad Bahadei Chad? What does it mean, put one against one? It's not one against one, it's two against two. It's the wrong language. Rashi says that what's happening over here is there's an Eid Echad going against an Eid Echad. The Shliach is an Eid Echad because he said, the Baal is an Eid Echad because he's being Ma'arer. So it's one against one. Says the Pnei Yeshua, that's not really accurate. I wouldn't call the Baal one because the Gemara that tests, when the Gemara discusses an Irur, says the Gemara, what's the Irur? The Irur is the Irur of the Baal. I ain't Irur Pachas Mishnayim. The answer in the Baal is like two. The Irur of the Baal is like two. So the Baal's two, he's not one. And by the way, the Shliach also is two. Because Kol Mokim Shemina Torah Eid Echad, Harei Kan Shnayim. What? That's a separate question.
But it's two and two, you said two and two is different than one and one.
Nemonis facts.
It's different because it's not Eid Echad Bekasha, Lav Klum. It would be two and two, and then Shaila's what you would do with two and two. Then you uki the Gerach has Kasa, the Shaila's has a Chazak. Yeah, it might have differences. There are differences in certain places. You're right. It's not Eid Echad Bekasha. That's the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha. You're right, Yeshua.
So why did we have one?
We allow one, and once we allow one, the one's going to become two. One to one, act as two. Two would be two.
Two.
There's nothing more than two. Two is always two is the highest. Trey Kameya. Two is like 100. Allow one. The Pnei Yeshua's understanding. Allow one to be like two. That's the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. Okay. Comes along the Peles Chaim. It says the Peles Chaim. The following thing. Reb Chaim Sofer sagt er also. Says the Pelos Chaim, listen to this, folks. It's a brilliance. He calls it a Svarnach Amuka. It's Amuka and Svarnach Haina. It's deep. He says the following thing. Bnei Yeshua, I would agree with you if you're talking about Mizuyef. If you're addressing the Mizuyef issue, when the Shliach says Befanai Nechtav or Befanai Nechtam, what is he saying? The get is not Mizuyef. If you're addressing the Mizuyef issue, the Shliach was told to say the get is not Mizuyef. However, what about if we're dealing in Rabbah? According to Rabbah, what are we coming to say? What are we coming to address? The Shema. What was he told to say? Fanenachta, fanenachtam. Do those words mean lishma?
But according to Rashi, we ask him.
Okay, hold on a second. The answer to that question is, do those words mean lishma?
No.
Is machloikes Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos said on Daf Beis Amud Beis, when he says fanechta fanechtam, everyone knows what he's talking about. We know that that's the discussion about lishma. It's stoma lishma kamasi. He means lishma. You don't have to ask him afterwards anything. We know you said fanechta fanechtam, what do you mean? But Rashi said something else. Rashi says, he says the words fanechta fanechtam, umemeilo shailinan lei nechtav lishma, or not. Now, says the Pelos Chaim, listen to this. He says, was the Takonas Chachamim for him to say the word Lishma, was that part of the language he was told to say? No. He was told to say B'fanachta B'fanachtam. Then once we get him in there, we're going to ask him if it's Lishma or not. But was that a chelik of his original Eidus?
No.
No. The Mela, says the Pelos Chaim, that when do we believe a shliach like two? That's if he was told to say this. This was part of the text. What was the text? Bafanechta fanechtam. Didn't include the word lishma.
He was told to say lishma.
He was not told. He was afterwards asked the lishma, but that was not part of his original text.
But when we believe a shliach by two, when he's told to say lishma,
right? When he's told to say something, anything he's told to say, on what he's told to say, he has nemanus of two. But on what he's not, it's not part of his text. He's not necessarily believed like two. Rak anu shailinon lei, if it's lishma or not. Because we're going to be shailin on lay, therefore, he's not emanu like true.
It's not necessarily, it's for sure not emanu like true.
You said,
it's for sure not emanu
like true. It's not emanu like true.
How's that answer the first question, though?
On the Baal?
Yeah.
So he says an interesting thing. He says, that being that the shliach is like two for mezuyif, therefore the baal has to be like two, because we have to like even it out, make the baal equal to the shliach. So therefore, if the shliach is two, the baal will end up being two. But when it comes to lishma, when the shliach's only one, therefore the baal can also only be one, and everything's going to be even. That's what the Pelos Chaim says. There's a few issues with this Pelos Chaim. First of all, the Gemara has not yet discussed at all that you say that in Baal Megas Gai is, and that you only say Bafanei Nechtav, and that you afterwards Shailin Alei on the Shema. Rashi has two Pshatim if it's Shailin Alei on the Shema or not. One Pshat and Rashi is that it's Stam Alei Shema. It's very, vague understanding in why over here he only has an Eidus, a din of one. In other words, the Gemara never discussed this. Rashi mentioned it on the Beis on the Beis, but it's never part of the Gemara that over here we don't speak to him about the Lishma. Gemara's going to talk about it afterwards a little bit.
So, we said the question on Rashi, right?
Yeah.
Why Rashi 101 if Baal, it has to be the Baal of two because
otherwise it's not error. Right. There's only one, so I just understand the question. In other words, you're saying the Lashon only over there where the Shliach has Nemanos of two, then Einir Pokos Mishnayim. You're right, the Lashon Gemara is not Mashma like that. You're right. He's saying that it's only over there, but the Shliach has Nemanos of two, so the Baal only has Nemanos of two.
Maybe you could even take Rashi from Beis Anav that Arin, according to Rashi so far, is only talking about Mizuy, if here he's talking about the Shema. So maybe he's not believed by Kim.
Good, we're going to see that. That's the Biskru Rav says that. We're going to see that soon. Okay.
This fits very well for what we said before with that Rav holds that.
Okay, right, we're going to get to that also. We'll get to that too. And the other problem is, Rabbeisai, the Gemara didn't yet say that we're giving a special Nemanis to the Shliach for anything. We're saying that we believed in Ein Echad. So if he's in Ein Echad, so there's no special language that the Ein Echad has to use, necessarily, at the moment. It's Midin Ein Echad that he's Neman. So an echad has to say one word and not something else. Nothing to do. What does it have to do with what the Chacham told him to say? So perhaps we could say a different pshat in Rashi as follows. Maybe Rashi just means to say the following thing: this person has a din eid echad, but Rashi holds that when a person's in Eid Echad, he doesn't necessarily get status of Komokom Shehemino HaTorah Eid Echad. Why is that? Says the Torah is Gittin. What's the Makor of Eid Echad according to Rashi? What's the Makor of Eid Echad according to Rashi? It's a Svara. Did the Torah ever give an Eid Echad Nemanis? Did the Torah ever say we're going to trust the Eid Echad here? No. It's just impossible that we can suspect the Eid Echad. The Lashon of Rashi is we can't be Choshesh the Eid Echad.
He still said Haminu Torah. Rashi said Haminu Torah.
What's that? That's Tosfos. Rashi could. So Rashi can say that. That's not. Why doesn't Rashi do it? Rashi's going to learn something else out of that pasuk. It's a Yefshur or something like that, like the Ritzvah says. It's different. Says the Torah is Gittin. If you learn out Eid Echad from a pasuk where the Torah said, I trust you, then he's Neman Kishnayim. But Rashi learns there's no pasuk that's telling you that an Eid Echad is Neman. It's a svara that we can't function that way. It's impossible that we're gonna be choishish in Eid Echad. There, Rashi just means the Torah allows you to trust him. It doesn't mean that that the Torah gave him Nemanus. Over there, you're not gonna have Nemanus of Trey. So Eid Echad doesn't have Nemanus of two over there. What about the Baal? You said Imyesh of Oirin, Yiskay Bechay, some of Oirin has to be two. Says the Brisker of the following Svara. Says the Brisker Rav that when does the Baal get a chance to be Oira like two? When he's Oira on Mezuyif. The Gemara over there is talking about the Baal is saying the Shtar is Mezuyif. But if the Baal doesn't say the Shtar is Mezuyif, he doesn't have the Nemanis of two. What's the difference? Because when the Baal says the Shtar is Mezuyif, what is he saying? It's not my Shtar. So you're saying this is my Shtar. My Tzchus Taina is that this shtar, I have the right to taina on the shtar if it's mine or not. Just like by mammon, you could taina. It's my money, it's not my money. But if the shtar is lishma or not, it doesn't change the fact that it's his shtar. Therefore, he doesn't have the same power of bala shtar to be made on it. If you're coming to say whether it's his shtar, this is your shtar, he says it's not my shtar, So now it's a question of whether it's a shtar or not. You have another question, the shtar was kosher or wasn't kosher? It's not a question of if it's his or not his. So then he's like in any other Eid Echa that could speak about if the shtar is kosher or not.
Yeah, then why can't you say maybe the mezuzah?
Why can you?
Why can't he? Meaning, if you're believed by two by mezuzah, and you're not believed like two by the shema, so why can you say believe me that's not true because I crossed out the mezuzah and you don't believe me like two?
It gets back to the other question of why Rashi over there does say, Rashi there does say you can say Migud Mizuyif. Right?
It will be like
that's a good kasha. I have to think about it. Because you should use the koyach of nemanus of migu. That you should be neman like Rashi's mashma over there. That you do have, you could taina that it's not lishma in Eretz Yisrael.
Could be now that there's Rabbi Kinhan, we don't have that anymore.
What?
If it's Rabbi Kinhan, even in Chutzaretz, maybe now we don't have that chashash in Eretz Yisrael.
But he's saying he's uki chad b'had echad.
Right.
So, but it shouldn't be chad, it's trey, because it's a migu de mezuyif. He's saying, I'm a mezuyah if you're a trey. So it's a migu. I'm a mezuyah if you'd be a trey. So he's a migu. Yeah. I don't know if you need migu over here, because you're nemen anyway, so it wouldn't be migu. Migu is only to give you an emanus. And a chanami, in theory you're right. But that, yeah, it doesn't make a difference. Migu is only to win in an inventory. You won anyway, so you don't. It's a pointless migu.
Migu doesn't give you a better talent. Also, you're right, you're gonna win, but it gives you a better.
What difference does it make? Migu is only if there's halachic nafkamina. There's no halachic nafkamina if he's trey or chad. Not gonna change anything. So therefore, you don't say migu is stam for lumdus. Migu is only when it's gonna change something.
Why he'd be two against one instead of one against one?
But what difference does it make? One against one anyway, she gets puzzle. Either way, it gets puzzle. Yeah. Chorev Kamenetsky's right. Over here, there's no nafkamina in there.
Hey, what was Donnie's question? According to the Beis Lachem for the Baal, that's two. What's the answer for that? Then he holds it's one.
According to the Pelos Chaim, you mean?
Yeah, that Pelos Chaim. No.
Because Dani's question was, it says Enir Pachas Mishnayim, so how could you ever have an Ear of Chad? So Pelos Chaim is saying, when is it Enir Pachas Mishnayim? When I'm going up against Shnayim, I have to be Shnayim. When I'm going up against one, I could be one. Gemara's not Mashma that way. The Gemara says Ein Ear of Pachas Mishnayim. It sounds like it can never be less than two. But that's the way the Pelos Chaim is learning. Right, but we're saying something else. We're saying maybe in Achanami, in Eir Pachas Mishnayim is talking about when you're saying the Getz Mezuyif, the Getz Not Lishma, it's a whole different taina. You don't necessarily have a Nemanus of two. So Moshe wants it to be a Nemanus of two with a Migu. I don't need a Migu over here. It's Chad Ba'adei Chad. So anyway, you're going to knock the two of them off. L'chore, that's what's going to come out according to Rashi. What's the Gemara's answer? Says the Gemara... Says the Gemara, yeah, but over here it's different because over here it's baal, it's medak daik. Says Rashi. When he gets up in the Baal, v'yodeya boi shabaratza megarasha, v'lo yavoi via aroid, v'inami oir, eino nema, devadei dok b'milsa shapir. You don't have to worry about the Baal being coming to be married because he's not going to. And even if he does, he's not neman. Why is the Baal not going to come and be ma'ar? Because the shliach makes sure that he really, really wants to be megarasher. And he's not going to play games. And even if he comes, he's not neman. Why? Because we're going to trust the shliach. Shliach has a neman is called that he's duck b'milsa shapir. It's meidak dayik. Therefore, the shliach has special nemanus over here. Why does the shliach have special nemanus over here? Toivi?
Once the shliach has special nemanus, he doesn't have a reason to go be duck anymore.
No,
once all the general shlichim have the nemanus to come, if they're going to look into the thing, they don't even have to look in anymore.
No, they do, because they don't want the Baal to come Bimara.
But they can't. But the Baal's not going to come.
Why is he not going to come?
I mean, the Baal's not going to be believed. And nothing's going to happen about it.
But it's only if he's Melech Dayek. If he's not Melech Dayek, the Baal will come. He's only Melech Dayek. It's only not going to come because the Baal's Melech, because the Shlech's Melech Dayek.
If the Baal comes, he has an Emunah. So
yeah, but he doesn't want the Baal to come. He doesn't want that. Even if he has an Emunah, it still doesn't look good.
He doesn't mind. They'll throw him out of
the he doesn't mind. He doesn't leave. No. The Baal's screaming and yelling, you're a liar, you're a thief, you're a crook. It doesn't look good.
Why?
So he checks to make sure the Baal's not coming. You're not coming, right? He checks. That's the sight of the Emunah. You're making a good point. That's why Rashi says that. The first part of the Nemanis is, I'm going to make sure that the Baal doesn't come. Once I have that, I have the other Nemanis. You're saying, once you believe me, then I won't check. But it's not true, because I have to check, because if I don't check, it's going to make me look bad. You're answering why Rashi needs both of them.
Why
does he need both of them?
Because if I don't...
Bottom line is, he's not Neman.
He's only not Neman because of Medak Dai.
Okay.
So okay, that's
what Rashi says.
In a Chanami, that's what he says.
In a Neman.
But he also has to say that he's not going to come. Because if not, then I just won't check. Because I know he's not going to be believed anyway. Listen, I'm a Shliach. Toivis is a step ahead. This guy's always a step ahead. He says, listen, I'm a Shliach. Should I bother checking? Nah, he's not going to be believed anyway, so why should I check? Well, why is he believed? Why is the Baal not believed? Because I check, but I won't check. So if you're going to believe me, so then I have no point in checking. Says Toivi, no, I'm checking for a different reason. I'm checking because I don't want the guy to come. Even if you believe me, I'm not interested in the guy coming. It's going to ruin my rep. So he's going to come and say, this Shliach is a thief, he's a liar, he's a crook. So I'm making sure he's not coming. Once I'm making sure he's not coming, even if he does come, we're not going to believe him. Because I for sure checked it out. Because I don't want him coming. That's the two steps. Why is the Shliach Neman? What is the Shliach extra Neman? It's over here. Medak Taik. Medak Daik is giving me extra. Why is he Medak Daik?
He doesn't want the Baal to come.
Who cares if the Baal comes?
We just said it makes him look bad.
Looks bad in front of who?
For all, there's tons of people in Bezdin, they're all gonna be whispering about him.
I don't think so.
Looks bad for the Shliach.
In front of who?
Whatever it is, it makes him look like a liar.
So there are people there.
Who's there?
The two or three people that have
to. Oh! The answer is the Gemara says, Kivan Damar Maim Lefnei Kama Noisnoi, Lefnei Shnaim Lefnei Beis, Lefnei Shnaim Lefnei Gimel. Therefore, Medak Daik, he's going to have an audience. It might be a small audience, might be a big audience. What's the smallest audience it could be?
Two.
The largest minimal audience is three, but he's definitely having an audience. The audience is what causes him to be Medak Daik.
Why?
Why? Because he doesn't want to look bad in front of him. If there's no audience, he doesn't care. He's not looking bad in front of anybody. No one's going to know about it. But because he's got to do this in front of two or three people, it's going to make him look bad. Now, our boy said, what is he doing in front of these two or three people?
Just giving the get.
So, if you just... Wait, is it giving the get or the fanenechta, fanenechta? Which is the one that's the issue? The giving or the saying of fanenechta, fanenechta? Why is it the saying of the fanenechta, fanenechta is the issue?
Because that's where the manas is.
Because that's what the Baal saying is not true. He comes in and gives the get. If the Baal says, it's not a shema, I'll go, okay. What do you mean, okay? You said fanenechta, fanenechta. Oh. So where is the medak daik? In the fanenechta, fanenechta. So I'm asking you a question. What does the Gemara say? Read the words of the Gemara. Why does the Gemara say it? It should be the Fnekama Oimer. Why are we talking about the Nesina? You just said it's important as who he says it in front of.
Is part of the Nesina.
Giving over the get.
But the important thing is the Amira. So if you look in Rashi, Rashi says, Kimon Amar Mar Lekamon, Afnei Kamon Noisnoi, Shliach Zeh Leishtoi, Ve'oimer Befneiem, Afanenechta, Afanenechta, Lefnei Shnayim. Rashi says, he inserts those critical words, and you say in front of them, Afanenechta, Afanenechta. So Rashi puts it in, the Gemara doesn't say it. So, the Rashi is saying what's important is the Amira. The Gemara says the Nesina. So says Chelski, it's not a problem. Because we said in Rashi that the Amira is a chelek of the Nesina. We started the Masechta. We said that Rashi holds that you have to say b'fanenechta before you give the get. Why? Because it's part of the Nesinas HaGet is to say b'fanenechta. And what happens if you give the get without saying b'fanenechta? What do you do?
Give it back.
Take it back.
Give it.
Give it again. Why have to give the get again? The answer is because that's the Nesinas HaGet is the Amiris b'fanenechta b'fanenechta. So then the Gemara says, "Mekamo nois noiloi." What is the Gemara in essence saying?
Say how
and how many you have to say it in front of? Because the Nesina and the Amir are one thing.
When's the Bala coming to be Ma'ar after? He's not
years later.
On, so why are we talking about the two or three that he's giving it in front of now?
Because the Shliach is going to look like a fool.
What?
And later, when he says, you said b'fanenechta b'fanenechta, and I was like, yeah, you said b'fanenechta. If he just has to say it in front of her, so then no one knows that he said it, didn't say it, he could deny it, he could, whatever.
Anyway, the Baal's not believed, so the Baal's
just... No, only because the Shliach is going to look like a fool, so it's made like that.
Making a scene somewhere else, in a random place, he meets him in Shul, and he's making a scene. He's making a scene in front of the whole thing, that's why he's going to be made like that.
But the Shliach doesn't care. If it's not in front of two, he won't care.
It is. It's going to be in front of two. It's going to be in public, wherever.
No, but the Shliach didn't say anything. So the Baal's screaming, this gets not Lashma. Shliach would say, okay, who said it's Lashma? I said it's Lashma. What are you talking about? I don't know. I didn't say anything. Now he's got Ados. He's speaking in front of two. He's going to look like a fool in front of those two people. They're going to walk in and say, you did say it. We know you said it. He's on record now. He is on record. Why is he on record? Said a fresh night, finish Shalosh. That puts him on record.
That's not even like he said Lashma yet, though.
Yeah, well, they're going to ask him. It's going to end up being a Lashma.
That's not necessarily in front of two or three.
Those two or three are the ones we're going to ask him, according to Rashi.
Okay.
I'll call upon him. I always say, so what's the Gemara's answer? We have a new Nehmanis called Medak Daik. That's the new Nehmanis. So now, is the Baal Nehman Keneged this new Nehmanis of Medak Daik? No. So let's get back to our original discussion. We had a debate. How much should you technically need for Lishma? Two Adam. Right? How many people are coming in?
One.
One Adam. Now how did we bridge the gap?
We lowered them like two, or we hired him.
Did we raise them like two? Or did we lower our needs to one?
The
Gemara clearly started out thinking we lowered it. Why? Because Gemara says it's Eid Echad. It's Uki Chad Ba'ad Echad. He's only one. Now, what did the Gemara say now?
Now we're raising
the Shliach. So does the Gemara now mean that according to Rabbah also, he's Neman like two? I'd like to suggest, says the Rishima Shiurim of Kalman, not necessarily. It just means that he's here.
Okay.
He's a little higher. So is he equal to an Eid Echad?
No.
Is he necessarily equal to two?
No.
No.
So he's stronger than the Baal?
He's just stronger than the Baal. We got him higher than the Baal. Why? Because now we gave him an Emanus of Medak Dayik. He's not Stam an Eid Echad. He's an Eid Echad of Medak Dayik. He's higher than the Baal. It could be it's still Sagi. Remember we had a Dik in Rashi over there on the Beis Amid Beis that over here he's not Neman like two. Maybe he's not Neman like two.
Rebbe, now you would have an Afkamina to believe in Migud Mizuyif that the Baal's trade. No? If two Adim came and said that the Shliach is not telling the truth, you would believe the Adim, especially if you learn that he's not two, he's in the middle.
I have to think about that. Let me think about it. It's Migud Mizuyif, because if you would say Mizuyif, would he be Naaman over there? He would be Naaman, according to that. The Chayre should have a Migud Mizuyif. Chayra should have a migud de mezuyif. Chayra should have a migud de mezuyif. Chayra. Okay, I have to think about that. You'll see there's a ritva that says what I'm saying is a mefush ritva, so we're going to have to figure out how to deal with the ritva. Chayra should have a migud that he could have said the get is mezuyif. Okay, Rabbi, so let's see what Tosfos says. Now, I'd like to suggest as follows. Tosfos is going to have a very different approach to this whole sugya. According to Rashi, what does the Gemara mean when the Gemara says, V'rabbanon hu de'itztrich? It means that there's still a chshash. The chshash is, l'mechash l'milsa, because of, there's a case that is still concerned with. Mashaykin, according to Tosfos told us previously, that once you say that Rabbanon hu de'itztrich, now we're only worried about Laz. We're not really worried about the get being pasul. Now the chshash is Laz ba'alma. It was a lashon of Tosfos before. The whole chshash is only Laz. So if the whole chshash is Laz, what's the Gemara's question? The Gemara says, Haikulahu chumrahu. Dimatrichas beitrei lo asi ba'almara pasale. Hashta asi ba'almara pasale. I would assume, in my head, the Gemara's question is, listen, the whole thing you're coming, why is the Eidechel coming? To avoid Laz. If you send two, you avoided Laz. But if you send one,
he's not avoiding Laz.
You're not avoiding Laz.
Bringing Laz on.
So, you're not helping by making it one. You're hurting. How does that help? According to Tosfos, the Lashon of the Gemara, it could mean the following thing. Haikulahu chumrahu. Gemara means to say, what you're doing right now is a chumrah. Because we're just trying to address the Laz problem, and by putting it down to one, is making it better or worse for Laz?
Worse.
Worse. So you're not helping, you're hurting. Haikulahu chumrahu. According to Rashi, our original problem was that there's a chshash on l'shma, and the Eidechel will take care of the chshash on l'shma. It says the Gemara, yeah, but what happens if the Baal is ma'ar? Then your chshash is going to be right back where it started. So you might have helped temporarily in the short run, but in the long run, not. And Shaken, according to Tosfos, it would appear to me that the Gemara's question is, you're not helping, you're hurting. Haikulu chumru. How are you helping? That's what I thought Pshat Tosfos is. But the problem is, Tosfos seems to say not like that. Alright? Look at Tosfos, Haikulu Chumru. Says Tosfos, Bereisha Isha Rabba. This is, another place when the Gemara has a similar type of situation, and the Gemara does not ask this question. And Tosfos is bothered, why don't we ask the same question we ask here over there? What's over there? The din is, in the Gemara in Yevamos says that an Eid Echad is nemet to say that a woman's husband died. Right. Why do we believe in Eid Echad? Mishumiguna. That was the question we spoke about, that you see Guna even on a D'oraisa, Mishumiguna. But says the Gemara, but I want you to know something. If you come out that you're wrong, in the end, we're going to make you pay double.
You're messed over.
So what ends up being a kula in the beginning, ends up being chumra at the end. Says Tosfos, so why doesn't the Gemara ask, Kai kula chumra?
You mean why does it...
Just like our Gemara asked that question, is why are you doing that? Why are you making it easy in the beginning and harder at the end? That's not smart. That's Tosfos' kasha. Now, according to Tosfos, what's the Gemara's question by us? You have accomplished nothing by being Maimon and Eid Echad. You're not helping, you're hurting. Over there, if you're Maimon and Eid Echad that her husband died, are you helping her?
Yeah.
Yes, if he's taka dead. If he's not dead, so then she's going to end up losing. But you're helping her. So what's the kasha? Chor, the pshat has to be as follows. Does an Eid Echad help for Laz?
No.
The answer is going to be yes. How does an Eid Echad help for Laz? Because there are going to be some men who are not going to come if there's an Eid Echad already said, b'fanenechta. There's different degrees of jerks in this world. Some people, there's an Eid Echad there already, they're not going to do that, they're not going to go, they're not going to lie in front of an Eid Echad, they don't have that audacity. So if there's just a true, maybe Bezdin will believe him. First of all, maybe he doesn't know that, and maybe he's not interested in going into Bezdin fighting and screaming with an Eid Echad. So let's say, originally, how many husbands are thinking of reneging on their get?
Very little.
Let's say 1,000. How many of them are willing to renege on the get and go against an Eid Echad to do it?
500.
How many of them are going to be willing to go against two Eidim? None. And even if they try?
They're not believed.
They're not believed. So if you would say two Edim are going to have to be made now, have you totally eradicated the entire Laz problem?
Yes.
Yes. If you say an Eid Echot should come and be made, have you weakened the Laz problem?
Yes.
Yes. But if you would send two, would that be better in the long run?
Yes.
Yes. So then the Gemara is saying again, short-term game versus long-term game. Which one would you rather? Haikulu Chumru. If you would go the harder route, at least in the end, you're covering. She's covered. Says Tais, that's the same thing in the Gemara over there. You can allow an Eid Echad to be made that her husband's dead. You'll maybe make a short-term gain because she can get divorced. She can go on with her life earlier. But in the end of the day, if her husband comes back, she's fried. So in the long term, it's going to be worse. Memela Tais, this is Kasha.
How most people think about
it's a long-term gamble.
You think about it.
Short-term gamble. It's not like
you don't think about it in the short term.
I don't understand why a husband would not come if a shliach is testifying against his marriage.
Because he's.
If he's gonna lose.
What?
He's one person.
If he's gonna lose.
Right, and then the husband's gonna come and let him get away with it?
Well, the husband's lying.
We're saying the husband's not
going to
come and not
going to... She's already there lying. The husband's already there lying.
But it doesn't matter because everyone else sees that your Baal came in, so that's the lie.
Why would he come in? It's not a...
He doesn't think... He's trying to create... No one's going to believe him.
Nobody's believing him.
You don't have a choice to believe him.
What?
You wouldn't get believed.
Some people would, some people wouldn't. I guess you're that type of driven person that you're going to try everything you can. Some people are going to look, it's not worth it. I'm going to go overseas, go to Medina Sayyam, so I could go fight with... an Eid Echad in front of those people and then gonna look stupid. I'm not doing it. You're gonna knock out some of the laws. So that's see Tois' kasha. It says Bereisha Isha Rabba, that me toy chumra shechmar to leb seifa, the parich, lo lahachmer, lo lahekel. Umeshani, mishum iguna, a kilo bei rabbanon. Lo yishaych le mifrach, I kulu ychumra hu. Dimashi tray uba, baal, muteris lachsu, kedemirin hossam. Hashtachat teitzi mizeo mizeo. Same, ask the same question. That over there, if you would make two, so then she won't get as severe a punishment at the end. Now, if you only want, she's gonna lose out. So it's a short term gain or a long term gain. You don't ask that question. The hasam zimnin deloy efshel lasakin kishaloi ra ela echad shayim makashu baila. Sometimes over there, if you don't allow the eid echad to be made, there's a long term loss. Even if there's a lot of them, who's going to bring them here? Over here, in the end of the day, if we make the Baal bring two, it's not, you don't have so much that she's losing out.
Over there, cannot get married.
Over there, she can't get married. So over there, we understand why we're going to choose a short-term game over a long-term game. Because over there, the system of trade-offs for sure works better for her if you're going to be mechayev, if you allow an erecha to work. But over here, what's the big deal if we make two Edom come? It's not so bad. Most of the time, it's going to work. So therefore, it would be wiser for her, if you're coming to think about her, it'd be wiser to just have two Edom. That's Tois' kasha.
Answer.
Says next Tois, Schad Asi Balamar Apostle, V'yesh Lefarish, Depostel Le Mamish. Avagav Deloy Mehemin, V'leke Elalaz Ba'alma, Mifsal. Says Tois, this man is not going to be believed. If he comes in and he says that the Getz not Lishma, we don't believe him. Why don't we believe him?
This is one against one.
It's one against one. Rashi said one against one, you are believed. Uki Chad Ba'adichad, the Getz Puzzle. Tois says, no, there's leke el laz ba'alma. We're not going to believe this guy. It's going to be a problem because there's laz. But as far as the get's concerned, we're confident with the get. Why is that? It's not going to knock off the Eid Echad. Tois holds the Makar for Eid Echad is from where? V'safrala, it's from a pasuk. Whenever you believe him, come on, Shemina Torah Eid Echad. Harekan Shnayim. Therefore, Tois says, you're not going to be believed against this Eid Echad. This Eid Echad is going to be Neman. Because the Torah gave him Nemanis. Rashi Lishitasa learned the Makar for the Nemanis of Eid Echad is from where? It's a Svara. The Torah never gave you Nehmanis. So therefore, if you have one Eid Echad against Eid Echad, then your Svar doesn't exist anymore. And therefore, you're not going to be Nehman. Torah never like gave you extra Nehmanis. But according to Tosfos, there's a Pasuk giving Nehmanis. V'safrala is in Eid Echad. There's Nehmanis of two. Therefore, Tosfos holds. You're not going to, the Baal's not going to be Nehman. Says Tosfos. So then what does the Gemara mean? Baal ma'arole u pasale. What does it mean he's got a pasal to get? Says Tosfos. Afagav delo mehemen v'leke alalaz ba'alma mifsal. The get's going to be pasal. Why is the get pasal? What does it mean, laz pasal's the get? It's not a puzzle? But Rashi says, umifsal, it's a puzzle. That's not what Tosis says. Tosis says it's a puzzle. L'chayra, Tosis is saying the following thing. We, in order for us to enforce that we're not going to be put in a situation of laz, what did the Chachamim do? They puzzled again. Or else, if they don't do that, we'll end up. So I won't send the shliach, you know what I mean? So I won't say b'farechta b'farechtam. And then you're going to end up in a situation, we want to avoid laz. How do we avoid that? We make any get that has laz puzzle.
So there's no point in finding
out. No, then we're gonna avoid it. In other words, we're trying to anticipate.
You're avoiding everything.
We're puzzling the get. That means that it's gonna make it much harder for her to get the
work. No, because then when we send the get in the first place, we're gonna make sure to do it right.
So what are we saying?
It's a long-term gain versus a short-term gain. We want to avoid laz. Laz, serious problem. How do you avoid laz? The only way to avoid laz is make the get puzzle, unless if there's a laz. What?
It doesn't avoid it.
It avoids laz, because now when the Baal sends the get originally, he's going to send it with the shliach, who says b'fanech to fanech tam.
We're going to make sure in the beginning.
So
the
that means if one guy comes, he says b'fanech to fanech, and the Baal comes, it's laz, it's puzzle. So what's the point of saying b'fanech to fanech?
And a chanami, that's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara says, no, now that the Baal is neman kitrei, now there's no laz anymore, now the get's going to be kosher. But in the Havamina, that we're saying that there was laz, and if there's laz, we have a problem with this get, so maybe we're puzzle the get. Says the question. So what's the Havamina that you say b'fanechta b'fanechtam? You said you did nothing over here. So he's saying, Kilo, what were you thinking of b'fanechta b'fanechtam? The whole point was to avoid laz. And when he came, there's still laz. So what did you accomplish? Most of the times the man's not going to come back. She is b'shalom minu, because he's going to think they're not going to believe him. This is what Tosfos says. One is going to limit the laz. Will it eradicate the laz? No. It's mahani. It helps because it limits the laz. Maybe get Medina Sayyam. Mashani made a taik, lo asibal, umaar, vafilu maar, loheminuhu, veleka laz klaal. Says Toys of Mu, a near Lari, la Farish cane, she apostle Mishum laz, baalma, came into Kimle, shu kosher, void me the loy tanan beration, maybe get Medina Sayyam, Yeshla of Iron, get a tiny bit safe, veneer, la Farish, the apostle, haino sheminu la laz, abomi komakoma get kosher. So Tosfos says no. Maybe really means that it's not that it's mamish puzzle. No. Just they'll treat it like puzzle, which is what Ezra was saying before. That's Tosfos' second teretz, Ezra. That it's not really puzzle. Puzzle lav dafka. The first teretz is that the chachom puzzled this get. Why? Because we want to avoid getting with laz. So therefore we're going to puzzle the get.
Are you arguing on the other answer?
Yes. Is the get really puzzle or not? Or it's just that it looks puzzle? That's the machleik. Because we're going to continue with the sugya beis Hashem tomorrow.